Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Matt Kramer here. Welcome to the sixth episode of the Matt Kramer Show. I did not do one show last night, and I do apologize. I've been working some pretty long hours at the store, but finally we finished installing a new oven and a proofer, which proofs our bread. Most likely, most of the time it's French bread or croissant bread or any kind of Danish bread, any bread really that we have to use proofer for. That's what we use it for. And so we, since Monday, we've been installing those two new items, and it just got done today. So on Monday, they took out the old stuff. Tuesday, Wednesday, today, and today, they've been working on getting the new stuff in. So it's done. It's over. And I believe we can start using that, the proofer and oven, hopefully tomorrow. If not tomorrow, Friday, then probably, if not tomorrow on the weekend, then probably sometime next week, starting Monday or Tuesday. So that's good news. This evening's episode is going to focus on the news tonight. But if you do have a question, for anything, but if you have a question pertaining to faith, we can do a show on that as well. So if you are a guest this evening and you want to call in, 563-999-3030, 563-999-3030. So what I'm going to do, this is also on YouTube, just so that you guys know. I have been doing posting these radio shows on YouTube. So it's only the 22nd. I do want to let you guys know, for those of you who don't follow my YouTube, please do so. That really helps. I do monthly reports, monthly analytical reports on my YouTube. So next one will probably be July 1st, most likely. What day? What day of the week is July 1st? Let's see. Saturday. Okay, that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. It's on Saturday. So Saturday the 1st, I will be doing a YouTube analytical report for June and the entire channel, which is, I believe, over 12 years old now. So that's what's going on. Okay, so we're going to talk about the news today. We're going to talk about the news, and we're going to do U.S., we're going to do world, we're going to do a little bit of business and sports as well, and the movies, entertainment. So, first item listed under U.S. is the NTSB hearing. NTSB hearing. Many of you may know what that stands for. NTSB hearing, witness question on Ohio train derailment. I mentioned this in a news episode earlier. NTSB hearing, witnesses question on Ohio train derailment. That's by the Washington Post. And New York Times says the Modi state visit. Modi is the prime minister of India, and he visited the White House. He visited with Biden. And so hopefully that meeting went well. Hopefully it did. According to BBC News, Titanic director James Cameron, Oceangate were warned. Oceangate were warned. What the world does that mean? I know. Okay, in world, according to New York Times, bridge to Russian Crimea is damaged. Bridge to Russian-occupied Crimea is damaged. In USA Today, Vatican sees M. Emanuela Orlandi's 1983 disappearance worth investigation. So this lady, young lady probably, disappeared. Disappeared in 1983, and now they think it's worth investigating after 40 years. After 40 years, the thing is now worth investigating. Wow. Okay. In the Daily Beast, a terrified teen and a maritime legend tributes pour in for Titanic sub victims. This was the little submarine that was looking at the oceanic ruins of the Titanic, and they lost contact, they lost power. Let me go into that, the Daily Beast. Are they still in the ocean, or did they get out? Let's see. Oh, so all five passengers passed away. I'm just reading this, so excuse me. Oh, okay, that's who Agent Ocean Gate is referring to. And that's what James Cameron says. Okay, that's what it is. So there was an implosion process. Okay, that's what it is. Ouch. Okay, wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah. In business, dozens of frozen fruit products sold at six major retailers recalled by the FDA. Ooh. Frozen fruit products. Okay. Excuse me. I apologize. Oh, that's GMA. Oh, it's Good Morning America report today. Oh, okay. Washington Post says Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg cage fight could be a jujitsu versus Wallace. Oh, gosh. Walrus. MarketWatch says U.S. stocks head for punishing sell-off as unknown unknowns could drag market lower. Unknown unknowns? Please explain that. Okay, in technology, E3 2024 and 2025 canceled, according to L.A. Tourism Department. U.S. FTC argues Federal Trade Commission, argues Microsoft's deal to buy Activision should be blocked. Reuters. Gizmodo says Apple opens Vision OS access for developers to build for Vision Pro. Okay. In entertainment, Pharrell Williams insists Kanye West remain the Louis Vuitton Don. No, thank you. MSNBC Now says the daily horoscope for Friday, June 20th. Oh, the zodiac signs for today. IndieWire says, and just like that, the Sex and the City sequel became the first show ever to film in... an Apple Store. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Whatever. Not getting into that one. Sports. I'm in ASR Thompson, First Brothers taken in top five of same NBA draft. Oh, nice. 2023 NBA draft winners and losers. First round Spurs pick Victor Wembanyama. Hornets take someone else. Okay. Top vote getter Acuna to start in ASG. Six other Braves in voting phase two. That's MLB, by the way. The Flash predicted the rule box office in second weekend of release. Yeah, well, they say it's not a very good movie. It's been bombing. Former ET Entertainment Tonight. Former mafia boss Vittorio Amuso, 88 years old, convicted of ordering several murders, pleads for compassionate release from prison. Moon and Michael Franciscolo mentioned that. Michael Franzis might know that guy. Fox News says the Girl Scouts have lost their way, a search faith-based alternative for young women. That's probably true. And the Boy Scouts, too, not just the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. And Gadget, what the heck? And Gadget. That's interesting. So Star Trek Strange New Worlds finds the limit of what a prequel can say. Sends a hopeful message that long-term viewers know turns sour. It's about the second episode of Strange New Worlds in its second season. According to Giant Robots, Giant something robot, says Kate Beckinsale as Star Wars Sexy New Jedi. What? Sexy New Jedi. Kate Beckinsale from the Underworld movies, I think. I think that's her. Yeah, that's her. Sounds about right. Oh, AI fan. Oh, okay. Okay, that's not bad. A little bit of Ray, a little bit of Leia there. You can see that. Okay. Yeah, she was from the Underworld. That was right. Huh, interesting. Fan art is probably not going to be a real thing. According to CNN, CNN's Amanpour asks Obama about spectacle of Trump. here's the thing. Limited. I believe that Trump is one of the worst presidents ever in the history of the nation. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's what I think Obama would try to say. Okay. Beyond the front page, ABC News. January 6th writer who electroshocked Michael Fanoni shouts Trump won after he's sentenced to 12 and a half years. Good for him. He deserves those 12 and a half years. More noises heard in search area, it says the U.S. Coast Guard, and made a huge effort to bring crew home, as it happened. That's according to Guardian. More from ABC News. Republicans decide to forego Biden impeachment vote after internal fighting. Yeah, get rid of Biden, please. That would be a good idea. New York Times opinion. The government must say what it knows about COVID's origins. Yeah, it came from Wuhan, China. It came from China. That's exactly where it came from. And if you don't believe me, fine. So those are the top stories from Google News. 5639993030 Please call in with your questions, comments, concerns, suggestions about the show. If you have questions about faith, please do so and ask those questions. That would be a great idea. Please call in 563-999-3030. Let's see. I've been watching the Mummy movies, the old Mummy movies. All of them are good. The only problem I have is in Mummy 3 with Mr. Jet Li and Michelle Yao, they changed the actress who played Evelyn O'Connell, Brandon Fraser's wife, Brandon Fraser's character's wife, Evelyn O'Connell. I liked Brandon Fraser. I have not seen The Whale yet. I do need to see The Whale. All the movies are good. What's the guy named who plays Jonathan? He was in some of the Spartacus show. What was his name? Jonathan was played by John Hanna. All right, so John Hanna. He was good. He was funny. I love Brendan Fraser. Michelle Weisz, she was good. I believe I'm saying that right. Dwayne Johnson's Scorpion King, not bad. Jet Li is the Chinese Emperor, not bad at all. Chinese. Arnold Vosloo as Imhotep. Patricia Velasquez as Anaxunamun. Michelle Yao as Zigao. And so many other people. Young Freddie Polk. I wonder what he's doing right now. Freddie Polk. Oh, he's 32. Oh, okay. He's a marketing and advertising professional. No longer an actor. That's okay. Eric Avari, he's good. I like him. Oh. Odette Ferrer. Oh, that's the guy. He later played in Captain or Admiral in Discovery. Oh, I think so. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Odette Bay. Yeah. The Admiral Charles Band. Yeah, that's him. I did not know that. Forgot about that. Maria Bello, she played O'Connell in number 3. Jonathan Hyde played Alan. He's still on. Meade, Sayali, Tuck Watkins, Mr. Burns, Kevin O'Connor. Oh, that's Benny. That's Benny. Bernard Fox's Captain Winston. Corey Johnson. Jim Himmelfield. And then Miss Jake Arnold. He played the actual mummy. Aharon Apale, he played Seti the First. Carl Chase, who played Hook. He's about Brook Mummy 3. Muhammad Afifi, Hangman. Luke Ford, Alex O'Connell. Stephen Dunn. Oh, Isabella Leon. Adawale Akanui. Oh, that guy. Okay, yeah. Lochna. Alone Armstrong. Russell Wong. Wang. Wong. Ming Gao. Gao. Alex. Okay. So all these guys. So I've been watching the Mummy movies. They're pretty good. I hope they come with another one. I understand the one with Tom Cruise did not do well. That's okay. It's not for everyone. What else can we talk about? Let's see. Upcoming movies. Aquaman 2. The New Mutants, I'm not sure about that one. Sonic the Hedgehog again. Last Full Measure. That's old. Transformers Rise of the Beast is out now. Oh, okay, these are part older. Okay. Let's see. Upcoming releases. Asteroid City? No. No Hard Feelings? No. Past Lives? No. God is a Bullet? I might see that one. The Room Celebration. Indiana Jones. The last Indiana Jones movie comes out Friday the 30th of June. So that's going to be a good one. Teenage Kraken? No, thanks. Forbidden Kingdom. Sound of Freedom with Jim Caviezel. That'll be interesting. Perfect Destiny. Joyride. Insidious? Nah. Summer Gold? No. Mission Impossible? Possibly. I've not seen all the Mission Impossible movies. I've seen a few. A Theater Camp. This is for July. Well, Mission Impossible is July 12th. The YouTube Effect. Documentary. Interesting. The Flood. Is that anything to do with Halo? The Flood? No. It's about a big alligator. Alligators. Because the Flood are enemy of in the Halo video games, just letting you know. Barbie? No, I'm not watching that movie. Oppenheimer looks pretty good. Oppenheimer looks pretty good. To me, no. Haunted Mansion? Nah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem? Nah, probably not. Meg 2, The Trench. I've seen the first one. It's okay. So Death to His Part, The Collective, Jessica Frost, Dreamin' Wild, Divine Influencer, Dragon Keeper, Gran Turismo, nah. Last Voyage of the Demeter, Go West, no. Peter 5-8, Kevin Spacey's back, nope. Oh, gosh. So I'm doing a movie on Goldeneye. Oh, Equalizer 3. That's pretty good. Let's see. Expendables, number 4. It's pretty good. The Blind is a movie about Phil Robertson in his early life. Phil Robertson and Kay Robertson. That's going to be a very good movie, I believe. Oh, for the kids, it's Paw Patrol. The Creator. No. I've seen trailers for that. Not interested. In September, nothing really. October, no. Kraven the Hunter, October 6th of this year. The Exorcist is coming back. Okay. in October. Five Nights at Freddy's, Saw 10, gosh, Miracle in East Texas, Christian movie, probably, most likely. Dune Part 2, I could not even finish the new Dune Part 1. I couldn't finish it, so I'm not going to try it. The Marvels, November 10th. Untitled Nativity Project. Okay. The Skull. Shut up. Skull. No. So I got a minute and a half. Okay. So guys, quite a few movies. And if you're into the horror, thriller stuff, that's up to you. I'll see you guys in the next episode. So thank you for joining me tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. Bye-bye.